Puck.
It's 7 o'clock. We're live.
Okay.
You know what that means?
Hello, everyone.
That means hello, everybody. Watch this. We might, if our guest shows up tonight, I have to do this. So we'll be right back.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's 4 o'clock in Los Angeles, it's 6 o'clock in Dallas, Texas, and it's 7 p.m. right here in New York City. Hello, everybody. I'm Mad Dog DeCipio, and this is What's the Buzz, America's Best Podcast. Tonight, we are on live around the world on the WWTF radio network on the broadband radio system. Tonight, she's back. God help us all, folks. She's in rare form. She's back. Amelia, the Pitbull Chapman. How you doing, Amelia?
Doing good. The rain couldn't even keep me away.
Oh, rain, please. We're getting ready to float away over here.
Yeah, we are too.
I'm going to have to like find an arc real quick or boat. Oh, horrible. First of all, the rain hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
And it's colder than a witch's ass. And it's the wind is just, it's like that tornado from The Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
It's like a perfect storm of it, like a miserable day. Yeah, really, it's really is.
Been like just that today.
Miserable. We have, if our guest shows up tonight, we have a really interesting show tonight. Now, I spoke to our guest a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. and he was looking forward to it. And his name is Kenny Presley. He's an entertainer and an Elvis tribute artist. But Kenny Presley says something else. He says that he is Elvis Presley's son. Says Elvis is his daddy. What do you think of that one, Mill?
It wouldn't surprise me, actually, with everything I heard growing up about Elvis. And he wouldn't be the only one.
No, we're going to talk about that tonight, too. If Mr. Presley shows up here. So far, he hasn't, folks.
Nope.
By the way, our guest from last night, Bobby Candle, a.k.a. Bobby Caudle, he's a piece of shit, never showed up. Yes, I said that, Bobby, if you're listening, you're a piece of shit. You never showed up, you no-showed my show. Guess what? You'll never be back.
His candle will never be lit in our show.
Nope, you will never come here ever again. Nope. But here's the thing, though. If you tell me that you're going to be here.
Yeah.
Because people are here. They want to know who you are, what you're about. Maybe they want to come and see you perform. Can't do that if you don't show up. You know? Now, yeah. I know Bobby Candle didn't have like some big pressing engagement on a Tuesday night for crying out loud. You know?
Yeah.
Unless they were giving away free bingo chips at the bingo hall last night. Please.
And thanks to Facebook and Messenger, we could have had a guest on last night, but stupid Messenger.
Yeah, Facebook Messenger. By the way, Amelia and I are boycotting Facebook. I will not use Facebook. Amelia has to use Facebook because she's a degenerate and that's all she can do is use Facebook and TikTok.
Well, I post our shows and everything on our page.
That
so.
Doesn't do any good. Nobody's seeing them.
No, not really.
Because of Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do better with YouTube, Spotify, Podbean, with all of our other. Do we need Facebook? No, we don't need Facebook.
We could switch to Twitch. Might as well. Everybody else is going there.
We already have a Twitch account, believe it or not.
Let's use
it.
Let's use that.
Yeah, we are. Why not? Why the hell not? And we've got 3 YouTube channels. How about that shit?
Absolutely.
We got and 3, yeah.
Guess what? I had some patients today that had some long chemo treatments, and they overheard me talk about our podcast, and they was like, Willie, what's the channel? What's the channel? I gave them our channel, and they were listening to our show from like the very beginning. So I've got our patients even listening to our show.
I was at my doctor's today. I had my doctor's appointment today. My doctor's going to come on the show.
Fantastic.
Yeah, my doctor's going to come on. We're going to talk about why medical treatment is so horrible these days. And why it's so expensive.
Especially medication.
He don't give a shit. He's going to tell you the truth.
And the medications, too. Because, I mean, people depend on medications to live on. And why do they have to pay so much
money? You know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about why people in Hollywood can get Mounjaro to lose weight, but my wife, the diabetic, can't get her medicine to keep herself alive.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, because they use some of that medication for people to lose.
I'm about fed the fuck up here with Hollywood and transsexuals and homosexuals and sissy Marys, you know, and sissy boys, you know, and girls that want to be boys and boys that want to be girls. That's not what God made, okay?
No, of course
and if you,
not.
And if you don't like me on my soapbox, folks, I don't really give a motherfuck, okay? Mm-hmm. This is my show and this is my opinion. Right. You don't have to listen to it or like it.
Right.
Okay? Real simple. There's 2 buttons. One turns it on, one turns it off. Okay? Right. Pick a fucking button. I don't give a shit.
Think about it. You were brought into this world by your mother's vagina, right? Period. Boy or girl. Period.
That's
no matter how many damn surgeries you have to change yourself to a woman, you're a boy. No matter how many surgeries you have to change yourself to a woman, you're still, no matter what, you're going to be a man.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what. You can change yourself to look like a woman. You're still going to be a man.
I know someone had the surgery. They did everything except the bottom.
Right.
Well, guess what? That person is still a female. I don't care how much they walk around topless with no breasts. Guess what? They're still a female.
Absolutely.
And nothing's going to change that. Okay. So we're supposed to be talking about Kenny Presley, and you got me started already.
Well, I mean, because we started talking about that. But I mean, I'm with you because
no
matter
I don't know
how
where
many...
this guy, you know, it's funny. Ever, folks, we're not even playing around here. Ever since. The Facebook Messenger. Is that what they call it?
Messenger is the one that screwed everything up.
Messenger has already cost us 2 guests.
I think he's on the chat.
Who?
Kenny.
Oh.
Oh,
no, bro, Kenny, no. No, you got to come in the show, brother. Not in the chat. I gave you, check your Kenny Presley. I gave you a link. You have a link. I gave you 4 links, brother. You got a link right now in your Facebook Messenger. In fact, I'm going to do one better. I'm going to give it to you right now. Okay? I'm going to give it to you right now. Another one. This is link number 5 to Mr. Presley. Here you go. All right. There comes a link right there. Look for, there you go. There's your link, bro. Right there. And it's in his Facebook. I'm looking right at it.
Oh, good.
Okay. Click on that, Kenny. Check on that, brother. Because, yeah, it's craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know he got in the link, so he got into the chat room. So,
oh, that was a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he got into the chat room, so I know he's got a link. There we go. So he should be here shortly. All right. But now that we know where Kenny's at, that's a beautiful thing. So what have you been up to today?
No, just like I was telling you, we got a lot of rain, so we were very, very
Right.
careful with our chemo room, make sure everything can, you know, stay
Yeah.
dry for the patients, because we had two or three patients that were there from like in the 8 in the morning to at least 4:30 in the afternoon. That was a long treatment.
Really?
So yeah,
There's
we had to make
Kenny.
sure everything
Hello.
was dry.
There he is,
Hello.
my friend. How are you,
Oh.
brother? All right, here he is. Where's Kenny?
They disappeared.
I gotta keep you. Kenny, I'm gonna keep you here. Don't move. I'm gonna tie your ass down.
Can you
Okay.
hear us okay? We can't hear him.
Oh, I can't hear you, Kenny.
We can't hear
We
you.
can't check your microphone. No, can't hear you, bro.
Can't hear you.
Here's what we're going to do, Amelia. Like we did the other night with our guest Rick. Give Kenny my phone number.
Okay. I don't want to do it in the,
Yeah.
can you do it in the private chat or?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if he can. Don't.
We're gonna get you some vocal here, Ken.
Because we don't want to do that in the private chat, so
Yeah, I want to find out what the deal is with this. Well, because we had a problem last night with the mic. We had a problem last night with the, and if it's funny because it wasn't on our end either. Automatically, just there. See something? Here we go.
if you'll see the private chat.
Amelia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I don't know if you can see that part of it, but
Right.
can you text him? Do you have his phone number where you can text him?
No, I don't. Kenny, I'm going to put my number up on the screen for you. Okay. I want you to give me a call. If the whole world's got my number, you may as well have it too. Here. Give me a holler on that number, bro.
Oh, he disappeared on us again.
Oh, he disappeared.
Yeah, he disappeared on us again. I think he probably thought too he was gonna be on a voice instead of a video.
Oh, jeez.
yeah, let me see.
This is what happens, folks. We're live, so just bear with it. Yeah, I gave him. I'm waiting for him to call the number here. I'm still waiting. Oh, Lord. Have mercy.
I'm going to tell him if he can see this to come back on video as well. You know, if he can see this message I'm about to send him.
Here we go. Hey, Leon, how are you? Leon's here.
Hi, Leon. So I just put on there
Yeah,
that
we're having a problem, Leon, with our guest microphone.
If he lives up in the like the Kentucky or something area, they're having
He's
like
in
tornado
Tennessee.
watches. They're having tornado watches, tornado, real bad weather up there as well. So I don't
There
know
he
if it's
is.
affecting him as
You
well.
there, Kenny? There we go.
Miscommunication. We thought this was tomorrow night for some reason.
Oh, yeah, no, Wednesday. We said Wednesday. Why don't we do this? I want you to do this for me, Kenny. Turn on your put me on speaker. All right. And then get back on video. To the video on the show. And just keep your phone open. Because there's always a way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a way. This is old school, brother. This is how we used to do it back in the day.
I got you.
All right, so we got Kenny Presley here. Hot damn. All right. We know some of the same people, brother. I got news for you. We're going to talk about that tonight.
Okay. All right.
I lived and spent 15 years in Tennessee. I was in a place called Rockwood, and I lived in a place called Knoxville. Yep.
Yeah, I'm about 5 hours.
Okay.
Yep, I know Knoxville very well myself.
Yeah, we won't tell anybody. You were there. I was in witness protection, though. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, how do you know? Mine might have been, too. You never know.
No, you got to Tennessee. They wanted to keep your ass there. So you wouldn't, disrupt the rest of the country. Keep her in Tennessee. Nobody will fucking find her.
I went past Nashville. I wanted to stay in Nashville, but hey.
What, Nashville? What are you going to do in Nashville? Make country records?
Trying to.
Yeah, not trying. You'll never make it in Nashville. You're not 5'10", and you're not, like 106
Blondie.
Pounds.
Blondie.
Yeah, and blonde, and you don't play the guitar. People like us don't fare well in Nashville.
I know, right?
All right. I'm waiting for Kenny to get back on here.
Yes, sir.
I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to get back on video. Yes, sir. We just got to hop back on there because...
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't do you any good if people can't see you. Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
Are we good?
No, you're not on the air with me. No, you. There you go.
Now we are.
There we go. Hot damn. Now we are, absolutely. Beautiful. Okay, so let's get Kenny in here. God, this is just so strange.
How the voice keeps doing that, the volume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So strange. So, Kenny, you're in Tennessee now. We're about in Tennessee.
Jackson.
I know Jackson very well. Yep, I sure do. We're going to have to do this old school, Amelia.
Do you have a stand that you could put the phone on, maybe?
No, I'm good. I got it. Okay. We're good. Amelia, give me and Kenny a sound check here. One,
okay,
two.
I can hear you, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I can hear. Perfect. Perfect.
You can hear Kenny? Okay, good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good, 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 good. This is what we do back in the old days. We used to improvise.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, when you're in radio and you sometimes the transmitter goes out and you gotta go rogue on people, go old school. Start pulling up the phones off the walls, the old rotary phones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before we had this,
flip them that way.
Well, now that Kenny's here. We can do this.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Almighty. Good God. Let me tell everybody who our guest is tonight. His name is Kenny Presley. If you do not know who he is, you make a little bit of noise right now. As you might have guessed from his last name, Presley. Kenny Presley, young man in his middle 50s or thereabouts. He claims to be the son of Elvis Presley. And not only does he claim it, he believes he can prove it. He is a reprise with a jumpsuit, a singing voice, a stage presence, a hell of a tribute artist. But I have this funny feeling that Kenny Presley does not refer to himself as much of a tribute artist, but
rather an ode to family. Would that be correct?
Well, I don't know so much about that. I don't have any proof that that was done. The only proof I have is I know my mother for a fact met him because my great aunt and uncle took her to the house the first time. She had a couple of friends go back with her a few more times. Mm-hmm. Miss Mary Jenkins, close friend of mine, I think at her funeral when she passed in 2000, she confirmed my mother was on a few occasions. And that was referred to my mother, Bobby Sox.
Right.
He liked to give people nicknames. So she was his mother's Bobby. He called her Bobby Sox.
Right.
The more people that worked for Elvis confirmed that he did. Now, my mother, to her dying day, passed 3 years ago, would swear that I am Elvis. Other than that, I have proof.
So your mother says that that Elvis fathered you. That's got to be a story in itself. You would have had to been born somewhere. If you're in your middle 50s now, and we're not going to tell anybody because, you know, nobody likes to give away that. We want people to think we're younger than we are. But I'm the only one that's got balls enough around here to say I'm 65. So that's okay because I think I look okay for my age. Here's the thing, though, Kenny. There are a lot of people. I've met four men already. I met four men already who say that Elvis Presley is their father.
Great.
One of these men you and I are going to talk about tonight.
Okay.
Because if what you're saying is true, then this guy's your brother.
Okay.
Okay? And you may have a brother you don't know about just yet. I know this guy. I also am very, very, very familiar and very close with some of the folks at Graceland, the people who work there. I knew Elvis's cousin, Harold Lloyd, very well. Harold ran marketing for a while. He passed away. He's gone now. But some of the people that are currently still there, I know them as well, a lot of them. I knew Joe Esposito and Charlie Hodge as well. And so I've been around that circle for a bit. What makes your story different and why I wanted you here tonight is that you bring a different kind of element to the story, which is the human aspect. The other thing that's interesting is that you're not asking for money.
No.
And everybody else that I'm familiar with wanted some kind of financial restitution for being Elvis's son, to the point where some of them have actually sued to have Graceland pay for their paternity tests.
Right.
That can get very expensive, as I'm sure you know.
Right.
And so let's go back to your story, back to the beginning. Okay. Your mother's name is Barbara Rushing.
Correct.
Okay. My understanding is that your mother was somewhat of an actress and had a couple of bit parts in Elvis films back in the early days. That's been confirmed to me by two people.
No, she did not.
Okay. Well, you might want to check that because there are two people who say that they know that she was in a couple of films. Bit parts, you know, not a big part, but that she got work. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So she was young, 17, 16 at the time.
17.
Okay. So that would have been about right. All right. Let's take me through your journey. How did your mom meet Elvis?
Well, 1962. She's 17 years old. My granddaddy, the house that I'm sitting in right now, built this house in 1946. And my grandmother had two brothers live, and one lived in Chicago, and one from Chicago here. They were going to drive to visit their other brother. It was just going to be my uncle and his wife.
Right.
Mother had asked Joe, and he said, well, but his sister don't care about her. So they went to Memphis, and she begged him to take her by Elsa, and he did, and she got out. Vernon was working the gate. He'd come over and talk to the man at the gate. Otherwise, it would get a little guard jack there. And he seemed up talking, and she asked him if they were home. He said, well, said, yeah, kind of, but he's not available.
Right.
He said, ask her name, some identification, where she's from, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And told him, and he said, won't you come back a little bit later on? And I think we'll do this if I get. And anyway, they went on to James, my uncle, went on to his brother's house and visited. And my grandparents were very religious folks. I mean, 7 days a week. They were religious. They lived it 24/7. And they would have really upset if I could be put it there at the time. So he told James into taking her back over there to pick my late in the evening. Told her, he said, Barbara, he said, you cannot take my sister and boy, which was my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's make you great at all. And he said, I'll have them. He said, you got to promise. I promise you. They went back up, and Vernon, he remembered her. And he went, just a second. Yeah. Gosh, I wish I could tell this story. It's much better. But anyway, shortly he took a little pink Jeep and took her up to, and went into the living room, told her, don't let it be quiet. She sat down. He said, I'm going to be here. I'll come back shortly. He said, I was down here in just a few minutes. And she about 5 here, coming Elvis down there. And they talked. There wasn't nothing going on. And she had some first school friends and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She gave him a contact number.
Right.
They stopped and managed to have her friends take Graceland on occasion. One of the ladies, after I got grown up as a real sweet lady of ours, she used to have her house at night very well. I would hear him say about the occasions when Memphis and bitched at Graceland and everything. But at this point, 7, 8 years old, I really didn't put it together, right, you know, at that age.
But, mm-hmm.
My long story, a few years later, I learned what happened.
Right. I have to tell you something. I don't know if anybody from the show told you, but Amelia, my co-host here, her husband worked for Elvis,
mm-hmm.
and I met Elvis a couple times.
Awesome.
And I'm going to show you some pictures in a little bit.
Okay.
But I have to tell you that I was very surprised to hear the tone of your voice and the reverence in your voice, because you're not speaking in the way I thought you would speak. I thought that you would, quite frankly, I expected you to be a braggart. Mm-hmm. But you're not.
No.
But you're not at all. You're actually a very low-key, very, you know, humble,
sincere,
soft-spoken guy. Mm-hmm. And that surprises me because I'm going to show you a couple of pictures here in just a second and talk about going to talk about the people that you see. That's fact. You know what, Amelia? Let's do
yes.
it now.
Yes.
All right. There you are, Kenny, in the middle.
Okay.
There's Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Do you know the gentleman on the end there, Elvis Presley Jr.?
I do.
Okay. You know that Elvis Presley Jr. was granted use of that name Presley by Graceland.
Right.
You must also know then that he also produced a live DNA sample in court. I don't know if you know that or not. Did you know that?
Yeah. You know he did. To try and get that done.
Well, yeah, they actually did that in front of the judge, and he has been recognized by Graceland as Elvis Presley Jr. If that's the case, and your story pans out, and there's no reason for me not to believe you, then Elvis Presley Jr. and yourself are very likely either brothers or stepbrothers, because there is a resemblance to both you and he to Elvis. And I chose that picture of Elvis for a reason, because it looks like both of you. He looks like both of you in that picture.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about just the human element here, Kenny. Let's talk about this. Where does your head go when I say this stuff?
Oh, I don't think about it anymore, just to be honest with you. We just started working on new songs. Matter of fact, it's already hit their season.
Right.
I like to entertain, man, and entertain people. And I get abused of opinions and what they think of it, or what, no matter negative, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I just like being in front of people. That's really the only thing I'm in.
Well, I will tell you though, I actually saw you perform on a couple of videos. You're not bad. Not bad at all. You got pretty good stage presence. You got a decent voice. I certainly wouldn't say that I'm not going to say that you're a tribute artist, okay? I'm not going to call Kenny Presley a tribute artist. Uh-uh. I'm going to say that Kenny Presley does a heartfelt tribute show to Elvis without being the quote, you know, Elvis tribute artist, quote unquote. I will say that about you. You do a very heartfelt show, a very high energy show, in fact. Kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you know who Michael Twitty is. Do you know who Michael Twitty is?
Yeah, I know Michael. Sure
do. Do you know Michael? Okay. I know the Twitty family very well. I know Kathy. And we're speaking, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Conway Twitty. I know his family quite well.
I actually knew Conway.
Yeah, Conway was he was another one, an American original. Great guy. They call him the best friend a song ever had. That's what they called him.
Great
and,
guy.
You know, and Elvis, of course, was the king. Amelia, questions for our guest, Kenny Presley.
When did you start playing a guitar and start to learn how to sing, wanted to start to sing in front of people?
Oh, when I was young, I went to church with my grandparents pretty regularly, and I started singing And we had an oil on the car at the house. I started learning chords up at 8 years old.
Wow.
Oh, that's young. I still can't pick up one. I don't know any chords yet.
Kenny, how much pushback are you getting from the media? How much are you getting from people in general? I'm sure you, this cannot be easy for you to say the things you're saying with such conviction in your heart. Because I'll tell you the truth, I believe you.
Well,
I believe. I mean, for whatever that's worth, I believe you.
Yeah, here's the thing. I've had people come up and tell me, I don't believe you're the son. And my life, there's no way you can tell me that in honesty, because I don't even know myself. So the only thing I do is tell the fact that it happened in my life.
Right.
And other than that, it's up to somebody else's, and that's pretty much what.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I haven't been out there in the public eye with now for several years. Of course, everybody has found. By the way, Rick Mack from my hometown, Rick, he was in the service with us. And but anyway, I don't get a whole feedback anymore. Really don't.
Wow. That's interesting. I would have thought that you would have been inundated with pushback, especially from the media. Yeah, you know, because the media eats this kind of stuff up.
Yeah.
I haven't. Now, I can tell you, it's not coming, but, you know, I don't remember. And I don't hear that.
You know. Kenny, have you ever had anyone do a DNA test on you, or, you know, do a blood poke on you?
No.
Would that satisfy you either way if you knew, or like didn't, you know, you either knew conclusively or it wasn't, you know, the case conclusively?
Well, sure.
I mean, it's, would it make a difference? Is what I'm getting at.
Not to me.
Interesting. I would think that, especially if you're making such a claim, you know, I would want to know. That's where my head goes. I would want to know, like, you know, yay or nay on it for sure.
Yeah, we tried to get the back in 96. And they fought us. But after all that, it doesn't matter to me. I don't want it.
Yeah.
But as far as DNA, my life, right? Not that important.
Kenny, are you bothered by the claims of Elvis Presley Jr.? He's made some pretty outlandish claims, this guy.
Well, I don't really opinion about another attack.
Yeah. Well, I know that, Kenny, I know that you've got a full schedule and things to do. We do have another guest coming on the show right after you. So, in saying goodnight to you, and I wish we had longer with you, but we only have a few minutes. Is there anything that you would like us to do on your behalf to get out your message or your tour schedule or any music that you have for sale? Where can people go to find Kenny Presley?
Oh, well, they can definitely find it on YouTube or any way they should after tomorrow night. We're going to have Grace Maryland on Thursday, which 11th, Harbor Grace, Star Center. And I'm going to be in June 8th. Gus show at the Music City.
Okay.
And we're working on that now. But if they see Kenny Preston, if they see that name,
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, you are certainly welcome back here. I wish I had more time with you tonight. Mm-hmm. Amelia, we got to bring Kenny back and maybe yes. the whole hour.
Absolutely. Once they get this messenger or something straightened out that we could get him better.
Yeah. Kenny, listen, thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate you.
Yes.
And we'll definitely, I'll have Amelia reach out to you, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. You take care. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Kenny Presley. That was an interesting conversation.
Yeah. Really humble guy, you know?
Very, very humble. I had to cut it short, folks, honestly, and I'm going to tell you why. So you guys can't see on my end here, but I have my board is going crazy over here with flashing lights because Kenny's signal was fading out.
It was hard to hear him too. It was like fading as well. It was hard to understand.
Well, the problem is we were it was fading big time because we were losing his signal. He's in Tennessee, and evidently he's in a very rural part of Tennessee where maybe there ain't nothing but some coyotes and Bigfoot.
And I believe that they're having some real bad storms up there as well, because where we live at in Florida, it's like going up in that direction. They have tornado watches and warnings in some parts up there.
Yeah.
Also in Kentucky as well.
Well, the good thing is, though, that we have his number now.
Yes.
And we can call him back for, a better interview. I wish that his sound was a little better for us.
Yes, me too. Because I wanted to hear a little bit more detail in his story, because I think there was a lot more that we had.
There's a lot more. Let me show you something. Can I just show you something real quick?
Sure.
Check this out. I want to bring this up here. I've got in front of me, like 4 pages of Kenny Presley's story. It goes from part of the story he told about his mother all the way to singing at the funeral of Elvis Presley's, Mary Jenkins, Elvis Presley's personal cook.
Aww.
It says, Kenny also knew Elvis's cook, Mary Jenkins. He said she remembered when Barbara visited Graceland. And I don't know about that because that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the Jenkins nicknamed her Bobby Socks. Even made her a fried peanut butter banana sandwich for Kenny, just like Elvis used to eat. When she died in 2008, Kenny sang at her funeral. He said that it made me mad up to high heaven and hurt my feelings by the same token. Growing up, I didn't tell anybody else. Apparently, it bothered him.
Oh.
I let the story die down. The only time we talked about it was with family, and it was rarely talked about even then. So this guy sounds like either he's been walking around with a burden his whole life, or he's got a story he's ashamed to tell. Either A, because it's painful, or B, because it's bullshit.
Right.
I'm not judging, folks. I'm not judging. I'm not going either way on this one. Because to be honest with you, parts of his story sound very believable, which I'm even surprised that I'm saying these words out loud. Because I'll be quite candid with you?
Mm-hmm.
I expected this whole thing to be bullshit.
Yeah, he could be told so much that it hurt so much that he couldn't have met Elvis, or he could be walking around with a lie. We don't know.
Well, and that's exactly, thank you, Amelia, because that's exactly where I'm going.
Yes.
That's exactly where I'm. So here's the question I have to ask myself. Does the story sound so convincing because it's true? Or does it sound so convincing because he's told it so many times? Leon Barfield, if you're in the chat room with me still, I would love to have you weigh in on that, Leon.
Because did you see the way he hesitated when you asked him about the paternity test, the DNA test?
Yeah. Now, me? Oh, no, me? I'm going to jump up. I'm there, yes, like right now.
Yeah. Would you, I mean, if you were told that you were Elvis Presley's son, wouldn't you want to have that DNA test just like that?
Oh, the hell, fucking yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know why?
Yeah.
Because that means I'm the heir apparent to Graceland.
Absolutely.
And that money, honey, you know? Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
That's the song Elvis did, Money, Honey.
Yeah. You're going to be one. Say, I want to be a part of that. That's part of my legacy. And I want to pass it on to my kids or my family. Whoever.
Well.
You know.
And so that's, see, this is why I'm going easy on the guy. Because, yeah, like, part of his story sounds really credible. Here's what he told us. According to Kenny, his mother Barbara Rushing met Elvis in 1962 when she visited Graceland. She was 17. Rushing kept their relationship a secret. Kenny was born in 1964 in Gleason, Tennessee. Now, I don't know where Gleason, Tennessee is, but my guess would be it's probably around Shelby County, somewhere around Memphis in that area. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know for sure, but it would be my guess that that's where it would be. I'm really surprised, though, that he doesn't want to know anymore. That's got me kind of like thinking, like, why wouldn't he want to know anymore?
Yeah,
like, wouldn't you? I would want to know everything. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because that way I know that I would say, okay, that's my dad. That's my legacy. I want to be a part of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly, Neil.
Gleason, Tennessee is about 119 miles northeast of Memphis.
All right, so it's in the area. Okay.
Yeah, 119 miles north.
119 miles is not far at all.
No, not at all.
It's less than an hour. That's about an hour.
About an hour. Mm-hmm.
So it's in the ballpark. All right. Yeah. So let me ask you something, old pit bull of mine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this guy? Where stand you on this issue?
I saw the way he hesitated when you asked him about the DNA test. So I think he's got something to hide there. And I think that's what we're going to
tell you something. Thank you for saying that, because I got to tell you, I hate to say this, but I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's like, I think there's something very kind of off over there, yeah, you know? But I mean, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure.
We don't know until we ask again, until we have a better understanding of everything.
The reason but you brought up the reason though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the reason. He won't take a DNA test.
He won't. Yeah.
That would answer everything. A DNA test would answer everything.
Absolutely.
But you're saying to people, you're Elvis Presley's son.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how huge that would be?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, just like when I was growing up, you know how wrestling was so popular back in the day, right? We're going to do the wrestling thing. If a woman got pregnant by a certain wrestler that was famous, you know, come all the time, he's going to say, I want a DNA test. And the child was like, okay, yeah, I want a DNA test.
Yeah.
The woman's going to say, okay, let's do it. And the son or daughter that happens to be their child, they're going to say, okay, that's my dad. That's my dad. Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know. And then all of a sudden, another person.
You got a weird way of comparing shit. You really.
Well, I mean, think about it. That's how I grew up in my small town in Texas. I mean, wrestling was.
I know. I get it.
These women were like, oh, I got pregnant by someone. So it's like, yeah, right. You're going to have to prove it, you know, because they're not going to believe you.
Well, you did it on purpose.
Exactly.
Let's take a look.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at this. I want people to look, okay?
Yeah.
There's Elvis on the left. Our guest, there was our guest Kenny in the middle, and Elvis Presley Jr. on the end. Now, they both kind of resemble Elvis.
But you know what? A lot of people that, a lot of men that want to be Elvis impersonators take a lot, do a lot to themselves to make themselves look like Elvis.
Yeah, absolutely. Thing. You want to see a guy who's a dead ringer for Elvis?
Mm-hmm.
Go look up a guy named Johnny Hara.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so, do that right now. Johnny Hara. Johnny Hara. Look him up.
Okay.
That man's looks so much like Elvis, it's scary. Johnny Hara was probably the closest thing to Elvis besides Elvis. Because he was a dead ringer. And now they're both dead.
Oh my gosh, you're gotta be kidding.
Yeah. Johnny Hara.
That's like his twin.
Exactly.
Or triplet, I should say.
Well, wait a minute. Case. You just said the magic word.
Uh-huh.
There are people who think he was his twin.
That his other twin never died.
Jesse Garin. They think Johnny Hara was Jesse Garin. Because people don't understand something. I'm gonna open up the box, folks. Here it goes.
Let's do it. We are a conspiracy. Come on, let's do it.
All right. Elvis's twin brother was no proof that he died. The rumor was that Gladys and Vernon sold their child because they couldn't afford another baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
if you think I'm crazy about that, okay, if you think I'm off my rocker. Please, please go watch a movie with Ray Liotta called The Identical. Please do that. Okay? Go watch a movie called The Identical. That's the Elvis Presley story. Period. Period.
Because where is the burial? Where is the plot? Supposedly they couldn't afford it, but they could have a little plaque. Where is that at?
Well, they have a plaque at Graceland, but they don't have a body at Graceland.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Amelia, what do we got coming up next week?
We actually...
Look at this. We actually got a show in tonight. I'm so proud of myself.
With a little bit of complication, but we had one.
A little
in
complicated,
today.
But that's okay. We got it. I got to find out why nights in a row, Rick Sapphire couldn't use, but see, Rick's microphone worked well.
Yeah.
The problem is that Kenny Presley's microphone wasn't working at all.
Mm-mm.
And I had to, and his apparently his, you know, his audio wasn't working at all. His microphone and his earpiece or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And well, we're actually April the 8th, Monday. We're going to be talking about the Baltimore Bridge and that crash that happened.
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about controversy, conspiracy theories? Oh my God! Please, they're coming out of the woodwork, myself included. Hello.
Yeah. When I saw that, and I just saw that one angle, and I said, "Wait a minute." There's something going on right there. That boat should not have gone in that direction. I even told you, and then you were like, see, I told you.
Boat, they steered into that. They steered into that bridge.
And that was my word to you, wasn't it? I said, they steered in that way. And you were like,
that ship did not lose power. They shut the lights off.
Yep, they sure did.
And don't nobody going to tell me they didn't.
Here's
what we got. We have to figure this one out, though.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason?
Yeah.
What was the reason?
Innocent people died. Damn it! Why?
Well, yeah, but what? Forget about why they died. You can't bring them back.
No, but that makes me mad. That's the.
Well, here's what makes me mad. But your priorities aren't right, though. Here's what makes me mad. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows why.
Right.
It's bad enough that people lost their life. Okay, well, mm-hmm. we have to mourn, and yeah. but we can't bring them back.
No.
But what we can do,
give them justice.
Find out, exactly, give them justice. Find yeah. out why that bridge went down.
Right.
Was it just a shoddy bridge?
No.
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 We have video proof that that bridge was blown up. We have video proof. I'm going to show it next week. Mm-hmm. But yeah. right now, on behalf of Amelia, the Pitbull Chapman,
yeah.
I am the Mad Dog. What, I'm sorry.
I said, have... Don't get me mad, right?
Yeah, don't get her mad, please. You know how long it takes to get me to shut her up? It takes me like an hour after the show just to yeah. get her shut up from them. Well, listen, on behalf of the Pitbull, I'm the Mad Dog. We will see you guys next week, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, and God watch over us, okay? Stay out of trouble. Will you try?
Okay. Maybe.
You liar. Go away. You're such a liar. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.